Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Great show today. 2 hours of open forum. Second hour, Tim Staples. First hour, Jimmy Akin. So go ahead and try to beat that. The number to call, 888-318-7884 if you would like to ask a question. And anyone is welcome with any question at all because it's open forum. 888-318-7884. Somebody must have known Jimmy was here because they must have looked at the schedule because all but one line full already. I'll say that number one more time, and then we got to do a little bit of fundraising for a minute. 888-318-7884. The other number we give out is the number to call and make a pledge of support to Catholic Answers because the way we fund this show is we try to stay forward funded for 3 months. And so it is time for us. Each quarter, we come to you for 6 hours. We only use part of each hour. We certainly don't use the whole hour to ask you for your support. And thus far, that has kept us on the air for, I can tell you we've been on the air more than 25 years. So that number to call is 888-291-8000. And all the lines are open now because I just gave it for the first time. So maybe break the ice for us today, 888-291-8000. We have two matches this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means any pledge up to $20,000, 100% match, dollar-for-dollar, 888-291-8000. The other match is we still have money on the second match, a total of $40,000, for any new monthly pledge. So if you put those two together, if you call and make any pledge at all, and your pledge happens to be a new monthly pledge, essentially your money's getting tripled. If you're able to do $10 a month, it will become $30 to us. If you're able to do $50 a month, it will become $150. So once again, that number, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No one has called yet. 11 of our colleagues are on the line. There's our first call right there. Perfect. 10 lines open for you. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, of course, is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of books and the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Jimmy, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Cy. And I understand that yesterday on the show during the radio drive, things were kind of soft. They weren't the worst we've ever done, but they were quite a long distance from being the best we've ever done.
Exactly.
So they weren't where they needed to be. And as a result, we do need to hear from people today. I'm told especially we need to hear from people that are able to make more substantial gifts because we had very, very few of those yesterday. We did have a few, but not what we normally do. So if you're able to donate $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, we do need to hear from you. And it doesn't have to be all at once. If you're able to donate a monthly amount that would enable you to reach that total over a year, that's great too. For example, I believe it's $74 a month, if you're able to donate that, it'll add up over the course of a year to be $1,000, and that will entitle you to become a member of our President's Club. And one of the benefits of being a member of the President's Club is you get everything we publish during the course of a year. So all of the books, all of the videos, all of the audio sets, it's all yours. And that's regardless of whether you are able to make a one-time donation of $1,000 or whether you're able to donate a monthly amount that will add up to that over the course of a year. And lots of people, it's less than $100 a month, lots of people are able to afford that.
The number, 888-291-8000. We've got our first four calls, but 13 waiting online for you to call already this hour of our colleagues, 888-291-8000. Or, as I always say, you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. It all is eligible for the same matches. And we do have a double match for any new monthly pledges in any amount right now, 888-291-8000. I do want to let you know as well that if it's easier for you, if you prefer, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365, and that will take you to where you can make your pledge. 888-291-8000. I'm going to let folks dial that phone, and I'm going to let Jimmy do his job because we really don't want to only be about fundraising. Even when we come to you and ask you for your support, we want to keep doing what we're doing. And so we're going to start with Justin in Red Lake, Ontario, Canada, watching on YouTube. Justin, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Si. Hi, Jimmy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
We're happy to, Justin.
Okay, so I really want to just double-check my understanding, make sure I'm correct. Simply, my question is simple. When we receive the Eucharist, do we really become Jesus who we eat? And I'll explain. I believe we do, according to our kind of like our realm of authority. I'm a father of a family. And my understanding is that what we see visibly in the Eucharist, like we see the body and the blood, that would be his humanity, but his soul is there as well. And his divinity is in no way separated from that, but it's not merged with it, according to some of the early ecumenical councils. And that when I receive his humanity, there's a commingling of my body and my soul with his, and yet we remain two distinct persons, him being a divine person, me being only a human creature, and yet I could paradoxically say that I'm in God, and paradoxically I could say I am Jesus Christ. Is that possible or kosher with the Catholic faith?
Well, let's perform a simple test. If you're Jesus Christ, then you're hypostatically united to the divine nature, which contains omniscience. So if you're literally Jesus Christ, could you tell me the square of the number 1,479.6 off the top of your head? Yeah. What's the square of 1,479.6?
I can't do that.
Okay. Well, then that would suggest that you're not hypostatically united to the divine nature that contains omniscience. If you have to engage in reasoning over the course of time in order to arrive at a conclusion, like sitting down and working out a math problem, then if you're not hypostatically united to the divine nature, then you couldn't literally be Jesus, since he is. His human nature is hypostatically united to his divine nature. So that would be, to my mind, a pretty strong indication that you're not literally Jesus, and you shouldn't be saying that you are Jesus without qualification. Now, obviously, we're brought into union with Jesus, so we are united to Jesus by receiving the Holy Eucharist, and we, and that's a spiritual uniting. We aren't biologically united. You know, his DNA does not become part of our DNA. We don't undergo DNA surgery when we receive the Eucharist for the first time. But there is a real union there, and we do become more Christ-like as long as we're cooperating with God's grace. As we receive the Eucharist and the other sacraments, we're remade in the image of Christ in the sense that we become more like him. That's a normal standard part of the Christian life. You could even use poetic language to say in a qualified way, let's say you go and you rescue someone from some dire circumstance. Let's say they're starving to death and you give them food. Well, you could say, and they recognize that you did it in Jesus's name and so forth. You could say, I became Jesus for that person. That's a kind of poetic usage, but we're not literally Jesus Christ. We don't literally become him.
And I will leave it there. Justin, as you know, we are answering questions, but also we are in the second day of our 3 days of asking folks to support us financially. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and you can call and get any donation matched up to $20,000 by calling 888-291-8000. But if you will start a new monthly pledge, that will be matched a second time. So you can essentially triple your donation right now, this hour, as long as those funds hold out, up to $40,000. 888-291-8000. 15 of our colleagues are waiting on the phone right now. One of them is online, so that means there are lots of phones available. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And want to say a special thank you to Ramona from Catonsville, Maryland, who called in and was able to make more than a $2,000 donation as a one-time donation. So that's one of the larger donations that we particularly need right now. Thank you so much, Ramona. And thank you to everyone who's been calling in and helping us out. Although, as Cy indicated, we've got 15 people on the phones for you right now. Actually, I see 16. And only two of them are receiving calls right now. So the phone lines are kind of empty. Cy, it might help if we let people know what kind of thank you gifts we have for them, because we do want to thank them for their generosity. Can you tell us what the thank you gifts are this time?
For anyone who comes in at the $10 a month level, you become a member of our Society 315. You get the Society 315 t-shirt, the Catholic Answers car magnet, discount coupon for the Catholic Answers shop, and then monthly kind of connections, opportunities to join in with what goes on here at Catholic Answers, at least on a monthly basis. That's at the $10 level. And remember, your pledge gets tripled right now if it's a new monthly pledge. At the $20 a month level, you become a member of Society 315, but we'll also add my book, A Teacher of Strange Things, and the beautiful new book, Heart of the Gospel, about the Beatitudes. It's by our good friend, Father Sebastian Walsh, at the $20 level. So two books and the Society 315 at the $20 level, and your pledge is tripled right now. Can you do $45 a month or more? Maybe a $500 one-time gift? Well, then all of that is yours, and we will add the booklet, Pillar of Fire, Pillar of Truth, and you get the entire course for free, Jimmy's Beginning Apologetics course at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. It's a lot of gifts. Maybe you could come in at the $10, $20, or $45 level. Call now, 888-291-8000, because any of those levels, all of those levels, are tripled right now. I will just quickly mention that at the $84 a month level, as Jimmy said before, you also become a member of our President's Club. And if you can do $417 a month or a one-time gift of $5,000, you become a member of our Founders Circle. Both of those come with quite extraordinary benefits, and you can find out about those on the webpage or just call and ask what the benefits are. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, I think we go back to the phone. We'll let people dial. Right now, 16 lines, 16 of our colleagues on the line, 5 calls on, so you can do the math. That's 11 open. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. I guess the one thing I will just repeat before we go back to the lines and let Jimmy take a call is we really did struggle yesterday to have to get calls with larger donations, the $1,000, the $2,000, the $5,000 pledges of support. Lots of folks came through for us, but usually it takes the whole mix of all of those for us to cross the line. And we are going to need, if we're going to be fully funded by the end of this pledge drive, some of those $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, and maybe even, because sometimes it happens, a $10,000 gift. 888-291-8000. Jimmy, I'm going to go to George in Iowa watching on YouTube. George, thank you very much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yes. So now that it's been Roe versus Wade was overturned in June, there have been 3 religious Catholic judges appointed to the Supreme Court. I'm wondering if apologists such as Jimmy Akin, you know, intellectuals who are standing on the side of pro-life, when they will start speaking out against the genocidal rhetoric that's being normalized in the Republican Party against, you know, anyone who isn't straight, you know, this.
Well, let Jimmy answer that.
Well, I speak out against genocidal rhetoric in general, whether and regardless of the political party it's associated with. Unfortunately, genocidal rhetoric and other related eliminationist rhetoric is far from unique to any one American political party. It's found in both political parties. It's also found among some independents. And I, you know, being an apologist, I don't wade very far into political matters. And so I don't, and when I do so in a nonpartisan way. So I don't devote a lot of time to that. But if I'm asked, should people be using genocidal or eliminationist rhetoric, I would say no, because it's inflammatory in nature and it's not ultimately constructive, and it can even inspire crazy people to take to undertake acts of violence, and all of those are bad things.
George, thank you very much. I don't know if you are familiar with our work, but in general, it is irenic. That is, we're not looking for violence against anyone. So I thank you for the call. I hope it was helpful to you. I will keep moving because we are also raising money right now. We need to be raise $225,000 by tomorrow to be fully funded for the next 3 months. That has been a bit of a struggle in some of the recent pledge drives, but lots of folks are coming through for us now, and I'm sure that many more will as we go on. But I want to give out the numbers again because we have 4 calls on and 18 people ready to take your calls right now. The number's 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. No, that's the wrong number. I'm giving out. That's the number to call to ask Jimmy a question. I apologize. I'm looking right at it, and I should have said it. 888-291-8000. That's where you go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. I'll just reiterate before I throw it back to Jimmy. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour and a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge in any amount. 888-291-8000.
And I want to say a special thank you to John from Colorado Springs, Colorado, who has donated $100 a month, which adds up to $1,200 a year. So In aggregate form, that's more than $1,000, which qualifies him to be a new member of our President's Club. So among other things, he'll be eligible to receive everything we publish during the course of the year. And it's another one of the larger donations that'll help us make progress in this hour. So thank you very much, John.
Again, please take advantage of, if you've been thinking, I'd like to be kind of partner with Catholic Answers in what they do. I'd like to help to share the good news about Jesus Christ and the fullness of the gospel available in the Catholic Church. Maybe I could do a recurring gift. Well, keep in mind, it is tripled this hour on Catholic Answers Live when you call 888-291-8000 or when you make your pledge or donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Going back to the phones, Ryan in Midland, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Ryan, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. And since we're raising funds right now, thanks to everybody who paid for that. That is another one of the ways that we're able to get the good news out because you make your pledge here at Catholic Answers. Ryan, go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, I wanted to ask, why was the New Testament originally written in Greek if Jesus himself, the apostles, and others in their inner circle didn't speak Greek as their first language?
Because that's the language that other people spoke. You know, when Paul was evangelizing in Greece and in Macedonia and in other areas, Greek was the major international language in the West. And so Paul's congregants would speak Greek, and if he wanted them to understand what he was writing, he needed to speak in a language that they did, just like he needed to preach to them in a language that they spoke. And so as a result, Paul wrote his letters in Greek, and the number of Christians that began sprouting as a result of the early evangelistic effort tended to speak Greek, and so that was the language that the authors of the New Testament chose to write in.
Ryan, thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it a great deal. I want to say a quick thank you because this is the first international pledge in this drive from Germany, from the state of Sachsen-Anhalt in Germany. Severin, thanks so much for supporting us. I appreciate that. I assume it looks like maybe that was last night or maybe early today made online. And you can make your pledge anywhere in the world online by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can make a pledge in any amount at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also just text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000 is the place to go to make your pledge. And I will tell you, I'm very grateful for a couple folks who have taken us up on the invitation to make those larger gifts. It really helps when those are in the mix. Folks are beginning right now to take advantage of the recurring. When you make a new recurring monthly pledge, it's being tripled right now. Everything, any pledge is being matched up to $20,000 dollar for dollar this hour. But then there's an additional pledge for new recurring pledges. And we have folks coming in at the $10 a month level, all the way up to the $100 a month level. But we do need to continue to receive, if we're going to be fully funded, from those who have been blessed to be able to do it, those $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 pledges. Please call and make those pledges at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Let us see where else we can go. Jimmy, I think we're raising money and answering lots of questions today. So off we go to Oregon. Joseph in Oregon, watching on YouTube. You are next, Joseph. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, really love the show.
Thank you, Joseph.
Hey, my question is, if we as Catholics really believe in the true presence of the Eucharist, then why don't we dedicate our whole lives to going to Mass? Like, why don't we all just become monks or nuns? Why would anyone ever get married or have a regular job that would prevent them from going to Mass? Thank you.
Because we're not all called to be monks and nuns. That's a very particular vocation, and it's not God's will that we all have that vocation. Jesus himself, in commenting on the matter of celibacy, indicated that it's not a gift that's given to everyone. He urged people for whom celibacy was a gift to embrace the gift and to be eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. But he indicated this wasn't for everyone. And even among the apostles, there were married men. We know that we know for a fact that St. Peter was married. We know that other apostles were married as well. And if you're married, that's a different vocation than being a monk. You have other things you have to do. You need to earn a living out in the workplace. You need to take care of your family. You need to devote time to your wife. You need to devote time to your children. And the bearing and raising of children is also part of God's plan for his people and his church. So in order for us to all become monks or nuns, God would have to have made a different choice about the vocations that he wanted to give us. And the church would also have to be sustained entirely by converts, because if we were all monks and nuns, we wouldn't be bearing children, and therefore the church would not have any cradle Catholics. Everyone would have to be a convert. And that simply wasn't God's will for the way he wanted his people to operate. And so that's a basic explanation.
Thank you for that question. Thank you very, very much, Joseph. I appreciate that. As you have probably heard, Joseph, we are in the midst of our second day of fundraising. We're coming up now on being maybe about 20%. We're about almost 20% to being fully funded after 2.25 days on the air asking. Oh no, 1.25 days on the air asking for your help. We have 3 days to be fully funded at $225,000, and that's why Jimmy and I have both been asking for those who can make the larger pledges to please make those, because we are in need of your help. I want to thank Blake in North Dakota, who just gave $1,000, and Elodie in Springfield, Virginia, who just gave $500. We are very grateful as those gifts come in. 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. 888-291-8000.
And also want to say thank you to Michael in Westminster, Maryland, who is pledging at $84 a month, which adds up to $1,000 in the course of a year. So welcome to the President's Club, Michael. Thank you for your support. Also, Michael from Nederland, Texas, made a one-time donation of more than $1,000. So also welcome to the President's Club, Michael. Thank you for your support. We also have some people who are donating when you either one time or in aggregate at the $500 level, such as Travis from Mandeville, Louisiana, and also Denise from Pottsboro, Texas. So thank you to those individuals and to everyone who's calling in right now. We have 29, or no, well, we have quite a number of agents idle. We have 14 agents idle out of those who are waiting to take your call. They're right at your desk. We're going to be going to a break now. There's not enough time to take another question. So this is a perfect time to call in. You won't be missing anything. Cy and I will be back to continue the great discussion with callers. But now is an excellent time to call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we have 14 of our colleagues here in the building who are just sitting at their desks waiting to talk to you. So do give us a call. It's important that we hear from you.
About $12,000 left in that $20,000 of a match for this hour. So still a long way to go there, but we'll keep chipping away at it. Please, as Jimmy said, a perfect time to call. And our colleagues would love to hear from you right now. Spend a long time with them, telling them your story, or spend a minute or two with them. On the line are folks like Chris Check, our president, and John Sorensen, the chief operating officer, and pretty much everybody else who does every other job around here. So give a call, 888-291-8000. Perfect time to fill up the lines, whether you're making that $10 one-time pledge or maybe a $100 monthly pledge, or maybe you're one of those folks who can do a very large one-time gift of $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, maybe even $10,000. We're a long way from being fully funded, but with your help, we'll get there. Please call 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Wait a minute. I thought you had to give a big donation to get the groovy music. I thought we were holding it out for big donations. But all right, there's a little bit of groovy music on a Wednesday because Jimmy's here. I'm sure that's why Darren played that groovy music. He usually play it on Thursdays. We're glad you're here with us. We always are. It's a great privilege to get to do what we get to do, and we like spending this time with you. And right now we're getting close to halfway, not quite halfway, through our 6 hours of what we call our pledge drive, where we ask folks to support us for the next 3 months. And it's been a little bit tough, but folks are stepping up. More people are taking us up on. I mean, we're very grateful for those who have said, yeah, you know, I can do $1,000. And quite a few have done that now. Maria in Nebraska and Brianna both just came in with more than $100 a month pledges. And so that works out to $1,200 a year. They are members, as Jimmy points out. If you do it that way, you're a member of the President's Club. You can ask for anything we publish in the next year, and we'll send it to you for free. And there are quite a few other benefits as well. You can help us use up this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match that we have this hour by calling and making a pledge in any amount at 888-291-8000. But if you want that money tripled, you want
What was that? What was that number? Only more slowly, Cy Kellett.
Yes. You didn't get that? 888-291-8000. And if you would like your pledge tripled, we have that available now. For any new recurring donation, there'll be a second match, which triples your money. Pledge $10, pledge $20, pledge $45, pledge $100, pledge $200 a month. It all gets tripled. 888-291-8000.
And, Cy, your book, A Teacher of Strange Things, is one of the thank you gifts that we have for people who donate at the $20 a month level, or if you're already a donor and you make a $200 or more one-time gift, you'll get our brand new book by Father Sebastian Walsh called Heart of the Gospel. But you'll also get Cy Kellett's book, A Teacher of Strange Things. And so if you're a Cy Kellett fan, if you listen to the show every day and you haven't gotten his book yet, this would be a great chance. So again, that's just for $20 a month or a one-time donation of $200 or more. Even if you have Cy Kellett's book already, if you've read it, you loved it, share it with someone else. Make the donation and get a second copy, and you can give it to someone else. And that way, you'll have it, and they'll have it too.
And you can do that at 888-291-8000 or go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you prefer texting, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. Eight lines open right now. Perfect opportunity to call. 888-291-8000. Also, a perfect opportunity for us to go back to the phones and get another question for Jimmy. We'll go up to Monterey, California. John is watching on YouTube up there in Monterey. John, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Yes, hi. Great show. My question is, I am planning to take a vacation with my family during Lent, I wanted to know what the church's view of that is. How to have a Holy Lent while you're on vacation? That's my question.
Well, the church doesn't really have a document dealing with things to do on a vacation during Lent. Church, in the Latin Rite of the Church, it's established by canon law that Lent is a penitential period, meaning a period in which the faithful commonly undertake penitential activities, and during Lent, obviously, one of those is on Fridays we abstain from eating meat. I mean, you can still have fish, you can still have eggs, you can still have cheese and stuff like that, but we don't eat flesh meat. So a minimum for what you'd want to do is, apart from very special circumstances, you would want to, on the Fridays during your vacation, you would want to abstain from meat. And beyond that, you could choose to do more. You could choose to abstain more than just on Fridays, or you could say a special penitential prayer, or just any prayer, while you're on vacation, or you could go out of your way to do something good for other people while you're on vacation, but basically the same kind of stuff that you do at home. Now, as I indicated, these are not mandatory beyond abstinence on Fridays. Obviously, on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday, there's also the requirement of abstaining, fasting, I'm sorry. But beyond those minimums, it's really up to you what you'd like to do, and it's basically the same kinds of things that you would do that you would do if you were at home during this period. So there's not a fundamental difference of kind of what you would do on vacation voluntarily compared to what you would do at home voluntarily.
And thank you for the call. I do hope that was helpful to you. We appreciate the call. That's what we do here every day, answer questions about the Catholic faith. Sometimes they're weird questions. Sometimes they're kids' questions. Sometimes they're just straight up, I don't know this about the Catholic faith, or I need some help understanding this about the Catholic faith. And one of the things that we have found, kind of the little miracle of doing that, is that many, many people are helped into the church or encouraged not to leave the church or not to despair because they hear the teaching of the Catholic Church. We have wonderful apologists like Jimmy, Tim, and Carlo, and all the guys, and we have wonderful guests, and all of that over 25 years has proved very, very helpful. And if you'd like to be part of it, please support us right now at 888-291-8000 as we try to get through a successful first pledge drive of the year. 888-291-8000.
And I want to say a special thank you to Tina in Long Beach, California, who's made a one-time donation of more than $2,500. Thank you so much, Tina. We really appreciate it. Also, we are now about 54% of the way towards our match for this hour, so we need to get to that $20,000 match. We've made almost $11,000 in pledges. We still need another $9,000, and we're a little bit more than halfway there. We're a little bit more than halfway towards the match, so we're doing okay so far, but we really do need you to keep it up. We do need to keep hearing from you if we're going to be able to make it to our hourly goal for this hour. And that's something that, you know, people have been responding to. Unfortunately, not as many as we'd like. Psychelet, I know we've done some calculations regarding how many people on average listen to us and support us based on each radio tower. Yeah. Now, today, you know, we have apps and we have online listeners and so forth. But if you just do a straight numerical calculation based on the number of radio towers we're on and the number of people who call in and support these drives, what's the most current number that you're aware of for how many people are supporting us per tower?
13.
Yeah.
That's not even high by our standards. You know, that's usually it's not really impressive, you know, because, you know, but it's been up to 16, 17 at times. So 13 is quite low right now. That's the number of supporters we have per tower.
Yeah, and we've got a lot more than 13 people per tower listening to us. So if you're one of the folks that is listening to us, maybe you listen every day, and maybe you're not in a position to be able to make a larger donation, but you can probably give something. So if you benefit from the show, if you listen to it, you hear it, it enriches your life, it provides companionship or helps pass the time or teaches you interesting things, if we're helping you, please, you know, you want to support that. So please, even if it's not a large amount, give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or on your computer or mobile device, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We are going to take a very brief break, but a great time to call because 15 of our lines are open, 888-291-8000, or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're going to go back to callers and let folks ask their questions of Jimmy Akin. It's open forum today, both hours. This hour, Jimmy with us. Next hour, Tim Staples with us. So that's an awful good show. But while we're doing that, we also have to raise some money. And we have 17 of our colleagues right now sitting by phones in their offices. They're not doing whatever it is they usually do, whether it's customer service or accounting or marketing or any of the other things we do around here. They're waiting for you to call, and we'd appreciate it if you would call. If you want to share your story with them, maybe you have a comment you'd like us to share online about why you gave or what the show means to you, all of that's fine. Or you can tell them, I need to get this done really quickly, and they'll try to get you out of there within 90 seconds. And if that's fast enough for you, perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. It's a team effort, what we do here at Catholic Answers. Generally speaking, we have some very generous donors, but we're not an organization that has $1 million donors or $10 million donors. We never have been. That has never happened to us. What we do is we rely on the generosity of lots and lots of folks who listen to be able to put together what we do. It costs us $225,000 to do that every quarter. And for that amount of money, an extraordinary amount of media is produced. And I really think it's some of the most important media out there, because what people need right now is to know that Jesus loves them and to know that he's available to them in the Catholic Church. And we do it in podcasts, we do it on social media, we do it here on the radio, on satellite radio, on apps, on websites, all over the world. And that's what you're paying for when you pick up the phone and call. 12 lines wide open right now. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. And that's doubled. That match is doubled for anyone who starts a new monthly recurring donation. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Please call that number right now. 888-291-8000. Or just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place, and it's all part of the same matches. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Going now to South Dakota, Real Presence Radio. Jennifer, listening on Real Presence Radio. You are next, Jennifer. Glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. So mine is more of like an Old Testament Bible question. It's just always something I was kind of curious trying to picture. When they did the sacrifices, like the priests, and it says that they sprinkle the blood on the altar, I always had a hard time picturing that. Like, did they just splash the animal blood all over? Did they ever clean it up, or was it just left to rot? Is that something we can even know or like speculate on? And I was just wondering what Jimmy knew about that.
Well, we don't have super detailed information about that in the Old Testament. There's some additional information in the Jewish Mishnah and Torah that preserved oral traditions. And archaeology has also been of assistance. Even though the remains, the archaeological remains of the temple as we have it in Jerusalem, are not overly informative today because of the destruction that occurred, we also have parallel temples that were built elsewhere in the ancient Near East. And one of the things we find when we look at them is that they frequently had channels in the ground, little, you know, grooves or troughs that would channel the blood away from the area of sacrifice and into actually a kind of plumbing system. You know, they didn't have modern plumbing systems, but they did have pipes, sometimes, you know, made out of, for example, clay and things like that. And when you have a large number of animal sacrifices being done, you're going to get a significant amount of blood. And so they would have these channels in the ground to direct a lot of that blood away from causing a problem for people, and then ultimately get it into a plumbing system that would dispose of it and get it away from the sacred site, so that you didn't have an ongoing issue with too much blood interfering with people. Now, beyond that, like when it talks about them sprinkling the blood on the altar, we don't have a mention of them cleaning the altar afterwards. Their standards of cleanliness were different than ours today. Our standards of cleanliness in terms of world historical perspectives are astonishingly high. We're a bunch of germaphobes today compared to what people in history were. And the Jews were cleaner than most. You know, they had a lot of purificatory rituals involving water and washing things. But the Old Testament does not mention a specific washing of the altars. It it would have to, if you really wanted to substantially, you know, get little flecks of blood off of it, because these altars were made out of stone, and so they would be absorbent. And so as soon as you, they weren't polished stone either. At least most of the time they weren't. In fact, Jews were forbidden during various periods to use stones that had been worked with tools. They were supposed to use, during at least significant periods of history, only natural stones. And if you sprinkle blood on a natural stone, it's going to absorb the blood. So so that was a phenomenon that was happening, and we really don't have a lot of information beyond that. But I hope that helps.
I do, too. Thank you very much for the call and for the question. Man, lines have stayed quite full today, so you'll be happy to know. We're going to continue with open forum for another hour, so if you're on the line, don't worry. We will get to you either this hour or early next hour. Tim will be with us next hour. A whole bunch of our colleagues are now on the line waiting for you, because I think people know that often folks will wait until the end of the hour to make their call. And there are 16 lines open, 20 on the line. Well, now 15 lines open. So five calls on, 20 folks on the lines here in total. So 15 lines open for you right now. And we are quite a bit behind, but with good hope that we can make it. But I want to be honest with you. We need your help. 888-291-8000 is the number to call.
In terms of just our hourly match for this hour, we have made a good bit of progress, but we've got 15 minutes left, really less than that. And we need another $2,300. So we're getting close, and you could be the person who helps get us over that line. We're quite close now. We only need $2,308 in order to make our hourly goal for this hour. But we need you to call in. As Cy indicated, we currently have 16 or 15 of our colleagues who are just sitting there waiting to take your call. It won't take long. We will take at least one more question this hour, but please don't make us wait till the very end of the hour to know if we're if we're making that goal. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888. Notice how I love you. That's why I say 888 slowly as single digits. It shows
Is it a matter
how much
of love?
It shows how much I care. Yeah. I want to make it easy for you. So give us a call at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we will have the end of the hour coming up, and that's an especially good time to call. So, you know, that's great. We will ask you to call at that time, but please also call before then. Help us make that $2,308 in order to achieve our hourly goal for this hour.
Lots and lots of lines are open. And if you're just joining us, let me tell you what both Jimmy and I have said earlier in the program. And that is many folks are taking advantage of the triple match that we have, or the tripling, not triple match, but the tripling of any new recurring monthly donation from 10 to 500 a month, whatever. We have two donors who will each match it once. So basically your money is tripled there. But what we struggled for all day yesterday and really need help with is those who can make that one-time gift of $1,000, $2,000, maybe $5,000. We do see $5,000 and $10,000 gifts. Some people are very blessed and they have the ability to do that. And we're very grateful when we see those because they help us really overcome some hurdles. You know, Jimmy and I have both referred to making the match this hour. Well, one of the things that we know we have to do is exceed the match if we're going to be fully funded. We don't have enough matching money to match the entire amount that we need to raise. So whatever we do as far as the match, we have a long way to go as far to be fully funded, and we do need your help. If you are able to make one of those $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, maybe you're especially blessed and you can make a $10,000 gift. If you can, I'm quite sincere in letting you know that we need that help now. 888-291-8000. Well, let me show you how much I love you. 888-291-8000.
And just remember, when Cy Kellett says the 888 part slowly, it's because he cares. So take that as a sign of his love and affection for you when he says it slowly. Also want to say a special thank you to Russell from Minot, North Dakota, who made a one-time gift of more than $1,200. So thank you very much, Russell. We really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy being a member of the Catholic Answers President's Club. If you're able to donate more than $1,000 at once, that entitles you to membership in the President's Club, but you don't have to do it all at once. If you're able to donate just $84 a month, then that also will add up to more than $1,000 in the course of a year. And so just $84 a month, if you can do that, that also will enable you to join the President's Club.
I think we've got time to do one more call. And so let's do that. We'll go to Leo in Ontario, Canada, watching on YouTube. Leo, if you could be kind of quick with your question, we'll have time for Jimmy to get you an answer.
For sure. Let me just tell you. So basically, long story short, if I ever want to tell my friends or some certain family members about sorry, it's cold. It's cold here, so I'm kind of.
In February in Ontario, Canada, it's cold. There is a shock, yeah. Leo.
I know. Anyway, sorry. I don't want to take up as more.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, Leo.
If I want to tell my family or friends about the Bible and the good news and stuff like that, one major problem that they have is the stories in the Old Testament about the ones I can think of are Adam and Eve and the Exodus.
Mm-hmm. They don't believe in them.
They say if I had to believe, these stories would be the hardest ones to believe.
Okay.
So there's technically a two-part question. The main thing I would say, the main thing I would say to help myself too was how should we read the Old Testament and those
okay.
stories?
Okay, let's start there, Leo. Let's just start there. How should we read those?
So the answer is that different rules apply to different parts of Scripture, because different parts of Scripture are written according to different genres of literature. A genre is a type of literature. Like the Psalms, for example, those are poems. They're song lyrics, actually. Whereas 2 Chronicles, that's a historical book. And so you need to understand the rules according to which a piece of literature is operating, and different parts of the Old Testament are written according to different rules. They belong to different genres. When it comes to the and they have different relations to history. For example, when it comes to the first 11 chapters of Genesis, it's long been recognized that they are written according to different rules than later elements of the Old Testament. And this was talked about, for example, by Pope Pius XII in 1950. He noted that these first 11 chapters of Genesis record in a simple and metaphorical way things that did happen, but it's not written in the way that later historians would write. And the church acknowledges that, like in the case of Adam and Eve, that narrative conveys real truth, but it does it using a lot of symbolic elements. As we get later in the history of Israel, the kingdom develops, and we have court recorders who are keeping records of what happens in, say, the reign of King David or the reign of King Solomon, and the biblical authors draw on those sources, and so it becomes much more history as we would understand it. The Exodus is kind of in a middle period. It's not the early primeval period that the first chapters of Genesis are, but it's also not the later historical era where we have court recorders keeping records of things. So it's a kind of middle period where there was oral tradition of the Exodus, but it wasn't extensively written. If you'd like information about the Exodus in particular, I'd suggest you check out Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, where I did a special episode on the historical evidence for the Exodus. It may be recorded in a sometimes somewhat symbolic way or in a kind of stylized way, but we actually do have good evidence that the Exodus occurred, including evidence from Egyptian monuments. In particular, there's a monument known as the Merneptah Stela that seems to refer to Israel during the period after the Exodus, but before they became settled in the land. So type in Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World Exodus, and you'll get more information about that. I also have other episodes on things like the Great Flood and the creation narratives, and so you can get a better sense of how to incorporate those into a modern understanding, including an understanding of the genre or the rules under which that type of literature is written.
Leo, I'm going to say thanks and get some hot chocolate or get inside or something. You sounded like you were suffering terribly there, Leo. If you can get in and get warm, please do it. But we are about at the end. And as Jimmy always says, this is the perfect time to call because for the next few minutes, we've got lots of folks on the line to take your call, and we'll be on the break. So 888-291-8000, a long, long way from being fully funded, but we're getting closer. We still need some more folks to step up with those $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 gifts. Lots of folks coming in, taking advantage of the double match on recurring gifts. And we're very grateful for that. But we also need the larger donors to help us on this drive. It's a tough one. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, thank you so much for a really fine hour.
My pleasure, everybody. Please call us. We've got 10 folks waiting to take your calls and help get Tim's hour off to a good start.
888, see how much I love you, 291-8000.